Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Inflation. I read from the Financial Times report following the press conference by the President of the United States. Mr. Biden repeatedly cited high prices as one of the country's biggest problems and pointed to Fed action as the primary solution, even though he noted the central bank's independence. I welcome Véronique de Rougie of the Mercatus Center to comment on the president acknowledging inflation. We presume now the Federal Reserve will go forward, and there is the question. Go forward how? Go forward when? Go forward how much? Véronique, a very good evening to you. I note the headlines from Europe include this, that the UK is reporting the highest inflation spike in 30 years. I think we could walk across the continent and find comparable numbers. So this is not a matter of the national policy in the U.S. It will not be solved by one central bank, Mr. Powell. The outside number is 6 or 7 hikes necessary. That is from Jamie Dimon of Morgan Stanley. Do you measure right now that the Federal Reserve is in train to respond to these high prices? Have they got the tools they need? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Yeah, I mean, they have the tool they need. The question is, are they going to be willing to do what it takes? Because the problem with inflation is you have to get ahead of it. Because as you and I have talked many, many times, is people are starting to learn that there's going to be inflation in the future, then there's inflation right now. And the more anchored that belief is, the more the Fed is going to have to do to basically to convince people that actually it's going to take the measures it needs to take to get rid of inflation. And what we're seeing is like the Federal Reserve has certainly signaled the fact that it wants to do things, but so far it hasn't done very much more than actually giving talks about the fact that it wants to do something. And it's going to have to raise rates. The 3 rates announced right now still amount to negative real interest rates. So it's not... They're pretty minor, and I think basically what's happening is that I think the Federal Reserve is kind of hoping that a lot of the pressure, the inflationary pressure, like the supply chain things and COVID, labor shortages, are going to be resolved, and somehow they won't really have to raise rates too much. And the fact that they're waiting means that's a little dangerous, because it's not just that they have to be willing to do what it takes and to do what it takes and to do it enough, but do it fast enough. And I think they're still hoping they can get away with not doing a ton.
You have a new article about the Export-Import Bank, the Ex-Im Bank. We've spoken of this over many years. It's a favorite of ours. The Ex-Im Bank is clever, and it's sustained, and it lends overseas. But you tell me now, the Ex-Im Bank, has its charter changed, or in some fashion is going to do domestic lending? What's happened?
So what's happening is that, so it's really mostly always in search of doing something to justify its existence. And so the Export-Import Bank, in theory, as an agency that provides subsidized loans to foreign firms to buy U.S. goods, right? It's supposed to promote U.S. exporters and then hence boost economic growth. And they were under the Trump years, if you remember, the big new thing that Ex-Im was going to do is be a weapon against China. And of course, it did pretty much nothing of that. It was allowed to kind of do something like $27 billion in loans, and it hasn't even, it's done like only like 100 and so million. I mean, it's just nothing. So now it's actually kind of thinking about what can they do next? Well, the president gave them a perfect opportunity by looking whether it'd be useful to start financing domestic projects, right? Not just like foreign projects, for domestic firms or for foreign firms doing business in America. And that kind of would give them, you know, maybe like a reason to be. And I can predict immediately that it's going to be as crony as everything XM does, and it's probably going to be as underwhelming as everything it does.
The Export-Import Bank has been in business a long time. I learned because Veronique guided me to pay attention to when it turned up in history books that the Export-Import Bank was used by the Hoover administration in the late 1920s in order to make loans to the then sparklingly new Soviet Union under Joseph Stalin. So this is a Dracula of an institution. It ignores the wooden stakes driven in its heart these many years. Now, using it domestically, does that mean Boeing or somebody new?
No, I mean, it's going to be ultimately what XM does is always give a priority, or everything they do is with Boeing in mind, right? It's Boeing is like their number one client. And it's basically selling planes that are subsidized, where the foreign buyers has some nice subsidy, and also the people in the supply chain of Boeing have like some insurance subsidized. That's just the way it goes. But also oil and gas. So you can. It's interesting because this idea that's been floated. There was a request for comments with the Federal Register, where I submitted a comment, and I was looking through all the other people who submitted a comment on that idea, and it's all like everyone who you would expect, like people who were already recipients and big of XM abroad, who were like, kind of, this is a great idea. Give me more subsidized loan in this market. And so Boeing absolutely will be eligible. There's absolutely no doubt about this. A lot of the oil and gas guys, 25% of the portfolio is oil and gas. Yeah, so Boeing, I mean, is not going to be left out in the cold.
We come back to inflation. I have this from the United Kingdom. I started with the United Kingdom on the spike, and now the question is this coming our way? This is Bloomberg reporting. Soaring energy prices and accelerating inflation are causing policy headaches globally, but in the UK, the government's raising taxes too. One think tank predicts a, quote, living standard catastrophe, end quote. Is that coming our way? Are we seeing spiking energy prices? I know we are at the gas pump. Higher inflation, are we going to see taxes too?
Well, we're going to see taxes at some point for sure. I mean, it's always kind of one of the ways when people start kind of getting serious about deficits, somehow the American people is more willing to tolerate a tax increase, especially if they think it's not going to be them paying that tax increases. But as for energy costs, I mean, we have to remember that while, yes, we have some soaring gas prices here in the U.S., they're higher. I mean, in Europe, they actually brought all of this onto themselves by really speeding the shifting away from, you know, traditional energy sources to green sources. I mean, the French moving away from nuclear and trying to force a lot of the green energy stuff, and all of Europe has done this, and Germany, and the result is, of course, as we've known all along, it would happen, much higher energy prices, because the Democrats haven't been able to impose that type of things in the U.S. We aren't at the level of Europe yet. But who knows if they succeed? Yeah, I mean, we could get there.
Final thought, just a few seconds. Christine Lagarde has been dovish so far as head of the European Central Bank. Is she turning hawkish? Do your indication? Is she going to raise rates?
I think she has kind of made some noise that that she's going to become, I don't think she's going to have any choice, because inflation is really starting to be a worry there too.
Right, it's a global problem. Veronique de Regier, the Mercatus Center. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.